Welcome to the PodFi Daily Update, the daily crypto podcast brought to you by the team at BSC News. Here's your host, Tom.
Good evening, everyone. Welcome to PodFi. I hope you've had a wonderful weekend and are preparing for another wonderful week. First up, an exciting NFT collection by the same artist that does all the art for PancakeSwap. Ceci Mead is her name, and the NFT project is called Bad Seeds. The website is just badseedsnft.com, and you can take a look there. And it certainly sort of has got her signature look. If you're familiar with, you know, how the Pancake Squad bunnies look, and the art that's on PancakeSwap, it's similar to that. And it's quite exciting, in my opinion. I genuinely like the art for it. If you scroll down a little bit on the website, you can see some teasers of what they're going to look like. Mainly, yeah, I've minted this project personally, and I mainly mint projects that I know that the team is sort of good and secure, and also the art as well. I'm a big fan of 3D art. Obviously, I did the BSC News NFT 3D stuff, and yeah, 3D modeling, texturing, that sort of thing. I really do appreciate when it's done well, and Ceci Mead, has done a very good job with this. So I just clicked on the website and it just started, you know, playing rather loud music. You can mint Bad Seeds NFT on rareball.com/bad-seeds, or just go to rareball.com, and it's one of the first NFTs that are minting at the moment. It's a collection of 5,000, and at the moment they've minted around 1,800 or so. Onto something a little bit different. It was around a year ago now that the advertisements came out with Matt Damon in, and the tagline was "Fortune favors the brave." That was from crypto.com, and that was at a time when the crypto total market cap was nearly 3 trillion. Now it's actually lower than 1 trillion. So yeah, quite a big dip there, but you know, that's not just exclusive to crypto. All markets at the moment are in a little bit of the dip. Crypto does see volatility a lot more than classic markets. So it might be interesting to find out or ask yourself, well, if you were to invest when Matt Damon released his, or crypto.com, sorry, released the advert, and when Matt Damon recorded it, it was aired during the Super Bowl. Being from the UK, I don't really know much about the Super Bowl, but I know it's a big thing. Well, how much would it be worth? So if you invested around $1,000 worth of Bitcoin when that advert aired during the Super Bowl, it would be worth around $334 now, or roughly a third of what it was when you started. If you had purchased $1,000 of Ethereum, its value at the moment would be around $364. Obviously, crypto is volatile, and people that have been in it a long time know that it's just the roller coaster. You know, you do need to hold on for dear life sometimes. You know, there's ups, there's downs. But there's been a lot of celebrity endorsements within crypto, some more, wholesome than others. Obviously, Matt Damon, you know, he's working with crypto.com, just an wholesome advert. You know, no one can predict what's going to happen in the future. However, I think it was around a month now ago or so that we reported Kim Kardashian when she was promoting Ethereum Max, and she was fined $1.26 million by the SEC, and that was over an Instagram post. Anyway, moving on. Forbes.com have reported some updates, rather opinions on the SEC versus Ripple case. And they report crypto law experts suggest the SEC likely to lose key case and discredit Howey test. So it's been a while now, a long time, to be honest, that the SEC versus Ripple case has been going on. And there's a general feeling that particularly in the crypto community, which could be slightly biased, that the SEC will lose. And it just seems as though they're dragging it out as long as they can. I'm just going to quickly read a little bit through the article. So this is one paragraph from Forbes about the case. So the SEC filed its bombshell lawsuit against Ripple and its two senior executives in December 2020. So that's when this whole thing started. On the last day in office for ex-chairman Jay Clayton, the Republican voted with the two Democratic commissioners to allege that the cryptocurrency XRP is an unregistered security because its only utility since 2013 has been an investment contract in company that it uses for its payment software. So that's sort of where it all started. However, it's gone on and on and on. Now a lot of people are thinking, well, the SEC has got it wrong. This is mainly because, and now referring back once again to the Forbes article, the SEC realized early in the litigation that they'd gotten lost in a maze of its own making. The stellar defense for Team Ripple went for the jugular, calling out the bizarre SEC premise that XRP had been an unregistered investment contract in Ripple since 2013, and that even sales of billions of XRP tokens on the secondary market for 7 years were securities as well. Ripple didn't need to look too hard to document how the SEC had repeatedly waffled before making market participants for years over whether XRP was a security. Yet, it now alleged that Ripple and everyone else in the market should have known anyway, 7 years later. Also, this next paragraph is quite interesting as well. Ripple also focused on a market-moving speech in 2018 by Clayton's Director of Corporation Finance, William Hinman. And you might hear often in XRP communities and things something about the Hinman speech, and this is it. So the Hinman speech, it laid out a vision of how XRP's chief market rival in the crypto markets, Ethereum's native cryptocurrency Ethereum, was not a security because its ledger had decentralized over time. The internal SEC emails and drafts behind that speech became central to Ripple's rebuttal. The SEC spent 18 months fighting six separate bench orders to turn them over, making it increasingly clear that their real behind-the-scenes confusion around the tokens would be humiliating if it ever went public. So, over time, it just seems as though they're digging themselves in a hole deeper and deeper. I wonder when it'll stop. I don't know. There's often news coming out that, you know, it could be this week, it could be this month, but we'll see. It's gone on very, very long indeed. Obviously, in the last podcast that we had, we mentioned that it looked like Elon Musk was buying Twitter, and that's all now confirmed. He has bought Twitter and fired quite a few people in whilst doing so, which was covered in the last podcast. He released quite a funny video, maybe, if you find this sort of thing funny, on Twitter, him walking into the Twitter headquarters with a sink, and like saying, well, let that sink in as a punchline. And I chuckled to myself. You know, it's not hilarious, but reasonably funny. Must have gone out of his way quite a bit to buy a sink and then walk in to the Twitter headquarters. Binance also reportedly backed his purchase of Twitter. Decrypt.co, who are a sort of crypto news outlet, a bit like BSC News in a way, said Binance will help Elon Musk to use crypto to battle the Twitter bots. They then go on to report the biggest cryptocurrency exchange is creating an internal team to focus on how crypto can help Twitter. And I think this is quite good because on Twitter, you'll be able to see that crypto posts are just plagued by bots. 99% of them, from what I've seen, are, you know, a person saying, how is no one talking about this? ? And a link to a YouTube video. And that YouTube video will be for what appears to be a front run bot, but it's just a wallet drainer. You know, if you deploy that contract, connect it to your wallet, all your funds will go. So it looks like quite enticing, sort of like a source of passive income, but it's just a scam. And these are everywhere. On the BSC News Twitter account, often when we post it'll get sort of 60 bot replies within seconds. We can do all, you know, block them and things. We can also block keywords. However, obviously that blocks them, you know, that one account, but that the bot accounts are popping up all the time. And even if we do block them on Twitter, we can't delete the post, which is frustrating, because obviously that means that person that's new to crypto might see these posts, look at the YouTube video, which is, I'm sure you're aware, a scam, but they might not know it's a scam. So it can be frustrating, a person commenting on your Twitter post that you can't delete. But at the same time, Elon Musk is obviously an advocate for free speech, and having posts that can't be deleted on your posts is a sort of pro for free speech, perhaps. I don't know. Anyway, some metrics or some on-chain data, which looks quite bullish. So the balance of Bitcoin on exchanges has dropped sharply from around the 25th of October. So it was around 2.4 million Bitcoin, sort of 5 days ago or so, and now it's only around 2.2 million. So a lot of Bitcoin has been withdrawn from exchanges. This sort of coincides with the recent small pump that we've been having, which is great news for people in longs, or, you know, investing over the long term in crypto, because people are taking their Bitcoins off exchanges to essentially put them in cold storage or ledger devices to sort of keep them for safe keeping. A bearish sign, on the other hand, could be when people put their Bitcoin onto exchanges or the exchange hot wallets to then sell them for fiat or USDT, something like that, or stable coins. So fingers crossed that's a bullish sign. And it normally does mark, to an extent, a bottom, sometimes. You know, it's one of the many, many indicators. And talking about exchanges as well, nearly every single day, the volume of Binance will be the highest out of any exchange. And today, once again, that's true. Today, their volume in 24 hours was $18.3 billion. And normally after that, you'll see some familiar names such as FTX, Coinbase, OKX, that sort of thing. However, today, there's some rather, well, exchanges that I've not heard of before that have increased volume of around 50%, and some of them 200% in one day, with ratings on CoinMarketCap that are very, very low indeed. So, remember, everyone, to stick to centralized exchanges that you know and trust, that are popular, that have been around a while, or if you're using decentralized swaps, make sure that, again, they're sort of, you know, the popular mainstream ones, and that you're using the correct sites. Obviously, if you type it in Google, some of the sponsored or advertised ones are fake swaps, which is, again, just worrying and scams everywhere. So number one exchange volume centralized today was Binance. And this is where we get onto the names I don't recognize. Number two, ECXX. Number three, BuyOne. Number four, AAX. Number five, Hotcoin Global. Then Cytex. Then Biconomy Exchange. That's had an increase of 200% in their volume. And then next, Deepcoin. And then we get onto the names like Mexi, XT, OKX, that sort of thing. But yeah, I don't know why these exchanges that are relatively unheard of, I can say, have suddenly got a mad amount of volume, and a very similar amount of volume as well. So in second and third place is ECXX, and then BuyOne or BuyOne. One has $5.74 billion volume, and the next one down has $5.54 billion. So I don't know if, you know, wash trading or something was going on there. But who knows? And some updates for the BSC News NFT now. There's some very exciting news coming this week, firstly, which, well, when we can announce it, we will. And we aren't announcing it early enough. Yeah, a lot of projects say, you know, oh, we can't announce that now. And I know it can be frustrating, but the reason that we can't announce it is just we want to confirm all the details before we announce anything. You know, we don't want to say something and then, you know, we can't do it or something, and then have to sort of go back on ourselves. So once it's all confirmed, obviously we'll announce it as soon as possible. But some updates anyway. So first of all, some airdrops that we've put on Twitter. So we're always doing airdrops with the BSC News NFT. The first one with Raka. So we're splitting a total of 1.8 million Raka tokens to all holders. If you hold more NFTs, you'll get, obviously, a larger share. And the next one, also MicroPets, airdropping 75 of their NFTs as well. We recently did a good AMA with them, and I'll be hopping on some of their spaces as well. That's just some updates there. We've also got a referral program. So if you have talked to someone and it's essentially from you that they've decided to mint, you've recommended them to mint and they've done that because of you, you can get 15 BUSD. And the instructions and details for that are on our Twitter, which is just at BSC News NFT. Do join our Discord as well, which is discord.gg/BSC News NFT. And I'll see you there. If you want to contact me personally, that's fantastic, and come on here. Obviously, if you hold a BSC News NFT, you can come on here and speak. I see quite a few people in the audience now listening live. You're more than welcome to speak anytime. There's a solid number pretty much every day that listens in live. But they don't speak. But if you'd like to come on and speak, you're more than welcome if you hold the BSC News NFT. Instructions for that are on our Discord, but it's a sort of token-gated NFT bit on our Discord. And one very last thing before we go. You might have heard us mention, actually you probably have done, the game Homie Wars, the GameFi game. That's a sort of sister company, brother company of CoinRacer. We've had one of their founders on fairly often, called Anthony, or Mr. Dip, who's on Twitter Spaces often quite with us. It was also on Battle of the Dapps. And he's a great public speaker, speaks very, very fast indeed, very efficient. So Homie Wars, which is essentially a Web3 game that's like Fall Guys, but in Web3. So Web3 plus Fall Guys equals Homie Wars, match made in heaven. They are having a token pre-sale, which is exciting indeed. So this is from their Twitter, which is at homie_wars. So we're proud to announce the token pre-sale is just around the corner on IDO Launchpad Cookie Sale. So they're launching on Cookie Sale, 300 BNB of HC, 150 BNB of SC. Not exactly sure what that means. I will clarify that. But I'm sure it probably makes sense to people listening. You're probably thinking, oh, Tom, yeah, this is what that means. Gosh. Whitelist spots will be given to those who have minted a Homie Wars NFT. I've minted one, and it's a cat, which is very exciting. One of our team has also minted one, and it's the BSC News Reporter, which is a rare one. I sort of wanted that. Anyway, that's all we've got time for today. Well, we've gone a bit long, but, you know, it's been a good time. Stay safe, everyone. Trade safe. Only invest what you can afford to lose, as always. Speak very, very soon. Have a wonderful week ahead. Bye-bye.